Today, I'm sharing what I would do if I were starting my business from scratch right now in 2025. The world has changed, business has changed, and if I were starting over today, these are the steps that I take. If you're starting out, pivoting, or you just feel like you need to hit the reset button, you're going to want to hear this. Hey friends, and welcome back to the Thrivepreneur Podcast, the space for high potential women who are ready to rise from the burnout to boldness as they transition from corporate into entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, former corporate business coach turned trauma-informed business coach, helping women just like you build service-based businesses without the burnout, the overwhelm, or starting from scratch. Every Thriving Thursday, we're going to be talking about business strategies, emotional resilience, and mindset to help you thrive in your purpose, gain those profits, and do it with peace. Let's dive into today's episode. If I were starting a business in 2025, I would begin by getting real clear on my why. Not what's trending, not what's selling fast, but what I feel called to do. So starting with purpose and not the pressure. This is more important, I think, now than ever. AI is everywhere. Markets are saturated. But one thing that still cuts through the noise is authenticity and calling. I'd ask myself, what breaks my heart? And then I would go into asking myself, what solution do I feel passionate about offering to the public? And then thirdly, I would say, who am I here to serve? Scripture that you can use to anchor this is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This isn't just about income, it's about impact. Next, I would take inventory. I would look at the three C's. And if you didn't get a chance to check out the episode where I talk about the three C's, I'll drop a link in the description for you to check out that episode. But your three C's are, you're checking for your capability, your capacity, and your commitment. When we look at capability, you want to ask yourself, what do I know? What can I do? And where do I need to grow? So that's your capability. Then you want to take a look at your capacity. And you want to ask yourself, what's my real bandwidth in this season right now in my life? Where am I emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically? Then you want to take a look at your commitment and ask yourself, am I willing to show up consistently even when it gets hard? A lot of people start strong, but they end up burning out fast because they don't stop to check these three things. You don't need to have it all figured out to get started, but you do need to be aware. Focus on one problem to solve. In 2025, people are overwhelmed with the options. There are so many options out here. And they don't need more options. They need clarity. I wouldn't build a fancy brand or even launch like a 5-product option thingy. I would focus on one real problem, and I would focus on one clear solution, and I would focus on one way to solve that solution and to solve it well and better than anyone else. That's it. Think less, launch, you know, don't launch everything or get caught up in the more is better. But think about the results that you're going to be able to get. Real people, because you're dealing with real people, and you want to make sure that you can get real results. I would prioritize trust over traffic. Here's the thing. The game is changing. There's so many people out in these entrepreneurial streets that you don't need to focus on having millions of followers. I mean, it's good to have a large audience, but in this time when there are so many people out here saying that they have the solution for folks, it'll be important for you to build trust with those that you want to serve. People buy from people that they trust. Know, like, and trust. This is something that for the 17 years since I've been coaching, we always talked about know, like, and trust. And so not necessarily from the person that posts the most. So I would focus on building real relationships, showing up consistently, and listening before selling. In 2025, I think what will separate you from the pack is not being the loudest person out there, but being able to be the person that's the most aligned with the needs of the people that you can serve and having the solution that will solve the issue or the problem. And then lastly, I would invest in real support, not just the free content. I think it's good to participate and, you know, get as much as you can for free. But at some point, again, it goes back to commitment that I mentioned earlier. You have to commit to what it is that you're going to do. And so the hard truth is this: the free content, it can inspire you, but it rarely transitions you or transforms you. I think when you commit to being accountable to someone or being coached or being challenged and supported, that's when that real transformation comes. So if I were serious about growth and growing and doing the thing that I said I want to do, I'd get in a space where I could be coached, challenged, and supported. And that might mean hiring a coach, joining a program, or finding a mastermind that you can be a part of. And why do I say this? It's because isolation kills momentum. And doing the whole trial and error thing, it becomes very exhausting. Believe me, I've been there. And so that's why I created the Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's a space where high potential women can find the coaching that they need, the community that they need, as well as the courage to build a business that they love without having to worry about burning out or even starting over or becoming overwhelmed, because they have someone like myself as a coach to walk with them, but they also have a community of women who have like minds that can also encourage them along the way and who's traveling that same journey with them. So finally, I want to leave you with these final thoughts. If I were starting over in 2025, I would keep it really simple. I would first start with God and not Google, because Google don't know everything. I would focus on my why. Not just what I'm going to do, but why am I doing it? Because if you can get anchored in why you're doing what you're doing, when times get tough, you won't quit. And then I would build with strategy. Throw out the stress. I know it's easier said than done. Don't focus on the person on your left or your right who's running the race with you. Focus on where you're going. So try to minimize the stress and have a real clear strategy. And that's where coaching can help you to get that. And then I would also say, don't do it alone. I say that a lot. Entrepreneurship, I just don't believe it was meant to do alone. I don't know of any successful entrepreneurs. I mean, over the 17 years that I've worked with entrepreneurs, none of them have accomplished what they have on their own. And as I mentioned before, I started coaching really successful entrepreneurs. So those that I started coaching in my early, when I first started coaching, they were already making 7, 8, and 9, you know, 10 figures, you know, all of that. And so they knew that they needed to have that support and that community. And over the 17 years, it has not changed. You know, you have to have someone in your corner doing it alongside of you. And you don't need to, you know, be everywhere or do everything. You need to just move on that thing, commit to one thing and do that. Move with clarity. Make sure that you're operating within your capacity and commit to that thing. If you've enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend. Leave us a review, a 5-star review, so that other women can find us and also get this good information about thriving and entrepreneurship. If you want high-level coaching and a community where you can thrive in your entrepreneurship, I would love for you to join us in the Thrivepreneur Tribe, where we offer a high level of coaching to help coach you every step of the way so that you can either start your business, or if you're already a business owner, we can help you grow your business. So until next time, as I always say, why survive when you can thrive?